It's time for Matthew, Unit 2, Lesson 6. And it starts at the bottom of page 51, just with the title, Jesus Says, Do. So, turning the page to 52, what does Jesus say in Matthew 5, 39 through 42? If you are slapped, turn the other cheek. Give more to the one suing you than he even asked for. Go the extra mile. Give to the one who asks. Don't turn them away. And how is this true righteousness? It's a reflection of who God is. And that is so neat to think of throughout everything that we're learning from Jesus. Everything that he tells us is so that we are like God, that our behavior is God's behavior, which means it has to be his Holy Spirit at work in us. The last sentence of my italics there, as members of the kingdom of heaven, we are to give to others the same grace which we have received. So that's what's going on here. And these verses, Romans, 1 Thessalonians, 1 Peter, are summarizing, don't repay evil for evil. And each one of them says that. And it's neat to me to think of the, I don't have this actually for sure as a fact, but it's a version of quoting Jesus. And you see the similarities in each one of these statements. Do not pay back evil for evil. So if you're not taking matters into your own hands, then when will the wicked get what they deserve? And you see that from Romans 12, 19, that God handles it. Vengeance is his. Punishment is his to carry out. So that summary question at the bottom will conclude those thoughts and move into the next section. Citizens of the kingdom of heaven will trust God to carry out the justice required in his way at his time. So we're trusting God. And the at the bottom of page 52, the next question, what was actually said in Leviticus 19:18, which was referenced in Matthew 5:43? Love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. At the top of page 53, what specific action? I think that should not be plural action, so I think that's more of a mistake rather than a, like, find a bunch of things in this verse. Unless you just say two things, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So you can say that's two things and therefore what specific actions. And maybe that didn't bother anybody, but I noticed it. So who are your enemies? I have people that I'm in conflict with sometimes. You know, I just can't, I have a bad attitude towards them. If there's a disagreement with someone or if our belief systems are different. And if you have any conversation about that, and just by the way, like, don't name names, but generally, who do you think of as your enemies? And the follow-up is, do you pray for them? The next question is, why are we to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us? Why are we to do that? And it's so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. This is still going back to the comments on the other page. We should be behaving to others the way God has acted towards us, with grace, with forgiveness. God is good and gracious. Now back on page 53, answering the question. God is gracious to all. The sun and the rain are on the righteous and the unrighteous. And we are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And that's what my talk is going to be about. In the next question, in 1 Peter 3, 13 through 18, what does Peter say that parallels Matthew 5? So this is really looking at suffering for righteousness' sake. Even if you suffer, you can give a defense. You are to do so with gentleness and respect. You are to suffer for doing good because Christ suffered doing good for us. And this is being brought up because those who are persecuting you are your enemies. So we're just thinking about how we respond to our enemies. And then I think we go to the end of the lesson. Sorry, at the bottom of page 53. Love our enemies, suffer for doing good. That's what Jesus did for us who were once his enemies. And I've said this is the golden rule with a twist. Do unto others as you have been done unto. Do unto others as Jesus did to you. And then we come to the last page, 54. All of the actions in Matthew 5, 21 through 48 are in regards to what? And in one word, it's righteousness. But I also said it's doing things Jesus' way, which seems like a new way, but it really is what God has always said, love your neighbor. And God has always said to follow his way and walk in his righteousness. So righteousness is the key word there. And then the pictures and which of the following areas, some people might have liked that. There's not going to be a right or wrong answer there because my experience is people have felt like, well, you know what, I can put numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 in every one of these. But if they singled out some, they could. That was just to make you think a little bit more. So there may be some discussion about that, and pretty much anything goes. And then go just bring up the last question. If you have time, what has been the most interesting, revealing, or convicting aspect of our lessons on these topics? And just for me, as I went through these, I had the Beatitudes really just fresh enough in my mind that all of the things that Jesus brought up are ways, are the practical, tangible carrying out of what we experience in the Beatitudes. Does that make sense? And look there, more tangible, practical teaching is on its way. So we'll stay in the Sermon on the Mount. We'll be in chapter 6, Matthew chapter 6, for the next lesson. Thanks again for leading. Y'all are doing a great job.